Blog Talk Radio.
Listen.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
And welcome to the Coco Express Show for Friday, February 10th, 2012. I'm your host, Aurelia Lyles, and we are live. We have with us today, this evening rather, a remarkable multidimensional award-winning actor, producer, and director, Modesto Lacen. Miss Lacen is from Luisa, Puerto Rico. It's a place called a talent pool for dancers and artisans. It was formerly the center of Black Puerto Rican music. Luisa is known as the capital of traditions for its bamba music, traditional Tejano, and African dishes and distinct culture. I'm telling you all this because I'm trying to paint a picture or give you a visual image of what it might be like as a young child growing up in this type of environment, an environment that's filled with music and dancing and strong traditions. And you often want to know, what becomes of a child who has been exposed to such free-flowing creativity? Well, we're going to find out. I would like to introduce you to Mr. Modesto Lacen. Hello.
Hello, good evening. A pleasure to be in your program and have a little time to talk with you.
Yes, I really appreciate it so much. Thank you for joining us. And how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm great, just coming from rehearsals. Very excited about, what's going to happen next week. My family is coming over from Puerto Rico tonight, also to be with me next week. So I'm just very excited. And
oh, really? That's
just very happy.
That's great. Now, you have such an interesting journey. I mean, you've done it all. I titled the show Man for All Seasons because of the fact that you've done movies, theater, TV, and radio. That's a lot. And then you have an impressive body of work to boot. You have an ACE Best Actor Award. You had an ATI nomination, Best Producer Award. You've been in more than 20 films. You've done theater, and you have television under your belt. Now, I guess you've been doing this for about 50 years, right?
Yep. I'm younger than that.
Yeah, well, it really would, for having so much under your belt at such a young age, that must be something very, something that you're very proud of. How did this all begin?
It started out, in a very, I would say, naive way. My mother and my father, they used to take us. I'm the youngest of three brothers, and they used to take us to the movie theaters back in Puerto Rico in the 1980s. And I would, love the movies, but I was very drawn to the dramas. I remember watching Places in the Heart from 1984 with Sally Field, Danny Glover, John Malkovich. And I remember watching that movie as a kid and being so overwhelmed and being so touched by the performances. But back then I didn't know what acting was about. So, I was really drawn to those kind of movies. And then also my parents took us to the theater as well. So once a month I would go to the theater as well, and I was exposed to that too. On top of that, the school that I studied at, in Puerto Rico, my teacher, they would always let me participate in contests regarding theater and doing plays and doing poems. So I was on stage when I was 6 years old. So all of that came together in my teenage years when I was like, okay, I think I like this, and I'm very interested in exploring and studying what acting is, because there's something, something in me that is just drawing me towards movies and theater. And then when I graduated from high school, I decided that was going to be my profession and my calling. And 19 years after, that decision, I'm just very happy that, you know, I was able to identify my calling and my purpose in life, which is, you know, acting.
Oh, great. Now, who were your role models when you were growing up?
Well, it's interesting because I think in Puerto Rico, as many, like other Latin American countries and countries around the world, were very influenced by the movies that were done in the United States. So I grew up watching a lot of actors from the United States, but definitely Sidney Poitier was one of, you know, my people that I looked up to. Of course, Denzel Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And also actresses. I loved Sally Field, also mm-hmm. Meryl Streep with their performances. So I was very, my first exposure to acting was through movies. And since in Puerto Rico we don't have an industry like Hollywood, my mentors or people that I look up to as actors were American actors that I saw through the work in film. So I was very influenced by that. But definitely, you know, Sidney, Denzel, Meryl, Sally Field, Al Pacino, you know, all the great American actors definitely influenced me growing up, you know.
Okay, that's very interesting. Now, you mentioned your home in Puerto Rico and then transitioning to the United States. Now, that must have been very challenging at times. Can you share some of the memorable experiences you've had?
Yes, it's been challenging because, I'm a black Puerto Rican, and when I worked in Puerto Rico, in, as you mentioned, in theater, radio, TV, film, and in every medium. And then when I moved to the United States, I was confronted with the idea of what a Latino is for casting directors. And
mm-hmm.
it's very interesting because, you know, I'm a Latino. I was born mm-hmm. and raised in the Caribbean, and
mm-hmm.
Spanish is my first language. But for some casting directors and for, you know, for the majority of the business, a Latino is... We belong to a certain type. For example, yeah, like Ricky Martin, for example, which
uh-huh.
I'm really proud because I'm a Puerto Rican as he is.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, some people are comfortable with the idea that all Latinos look like Ricky Martin, which is not true. Because
yeah.
I'm Latino, I'm as Puerto Rican as he is, and I look more like Denzel or Blair Underwood. So
mm-hmm.
I was shocked with that, you know, challenge, because, I don't know, I'm a Latino, but I'm also black, and, you know, it's been interesting in these 6 years that I've been living in the United States, working with that, because, you know, I'm a trained actor, and I'm willing to do the work, but, you know, for some roles, I'm too dark to play
mm-hmm.
a Latino,
mm-hmm.
and some for other roles, I'm too Latino to play an African American.
Wow.
So it's a very interesting situation, but I'm fortunate because, you know, I've been working since I came to the States, mostly
mm-hmm.
in theater, but I would love also, of course, to break into movies and film. But it's been very interesting and challenging in that sense.
Okay. Well, let's talk about your background. You have a bachelor's degree in drama from the University of Puerto Rico, in addition to studying at the Circle in the Square in New York. You're multilingual. You have theatric roles, cinematic roles, directorial roles, production roles in both the United States and Puerto Rico. And let's not forget your company.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have a nonprofit organization, and we've been working for 3 years now. And at the moment, we're also working with the show of Roberto Clemente as associate producer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just very excited, you know, that I'm able to not only be an actor
mm-hmm.
in that show, but also contribute to the production as an associate producer.
Now, before we get into your most interesting challenge, I think probably the role that you probably were destined to play. If you had to leave a legacy or something, like let's say for instance, 100 years from today, what
mm-hmm.
legacy would you like to leave for people 100 years from today? What do you want them to say about you?
Well, I would like people to say that first of all that I was very that represented my country, Puerto Rico, and my people, my parents and my ancestors and the black people from Latin America, that I represented them well through my work, which, you know, I step on stage here in the United States and do work, I'm aware that I'm representing Puerto Rico. But also somebody that, you know, that really lived his passion. I'm passionate about acting. I'm passionate about the arts. And somebody who really, you know, gave all he had to give and fulfilled his purpose in life, you know, through the arts, through, you know, helping people and through my company, which, you know, we're just getting started, but I have big plans for the company. But somebody who, you know, who lives life to the fullest through his calling, which is acting, and also for me, it's very important that, you know, like Roberto Clemente, it's very important for me to, for people to know that, you know, I'm very proud of my Puerto Rican heritage mm-hmm. and that I'm representing my country.
Okay, now, when I was a kid growing up, I'm originally from Brooklyn, and I'm born and raised there. And that's when Black History Month was just 1 week. We only had a week. Mm-hmm. And Roberto Clemente was always one of the people that we discussed during that week, mm-hmm. which is really interesting because that was before they had the Latino History Month and all the other history months. And we got the opportunity to learn a great deal about him. Now, okay, we're going to talk about your acting roles. You have a special opportunity in regards to Roberto Clemente. You did a short called 3000, correct?
Yes.
And
I did.
And tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that short, we did it in Puerto Rico, what was it, like 5-6 years ago, recreating Roberto's 3000 hit. And it was a short done by a filmmaker in Puerto Rico because he wants to do a movie about baseball in Puerto Rico, which is a very interesting story. You know, of course, we know about the history in the United States, but baseball is big in Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that short with the purpose of, you know, of showing some investors that are interested in doing a movie about history of baseball in Puerto Rico. But we shot it. I practiced with, you know, with a Major League Baseball pitcher in Puerto Rico, and it was a labor of love, and I'm very proud because people who saw it, and actually at the shooting itself, people were so shocked because I have to say that I do look like Roberto, and, you know, and I'm you know, it's a role that I've been dreaming to portray for some years. So it was you know, just the beginning of my life dream role, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm just very proud about the short.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was just to show some people what the filmmaker, what he can do to tell the story about baseball history in Puerto Rico.
Yes. Now, I want to switch over 1 second because I have to tell you, I do watch your show on TV, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I do watch it. And I was watching it last night. It's called Dangerous Relationships, but you can say it in Spanish because I probably won't even say it right.
Yeah, Relaciones Peligrosas.
Yes, and it's on Telemundo. And I have to tell you, really interesting, really interesting. I mean, a lot of our shows here, they have drama, but y'all have some serious drama going on there. Mm. And I just crack up because I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm really into it, so I have to tell you that. And I really like the character that you play, as well as the fact that the show is it's addressing a lot of issues that are going on today, and it's doing it in a way that's very visible and very clear.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that show and that role?
Well, I'm very proud to be a part of that project. I mean, this is my second soap opera that I've done in my career, first for Telemundo and, you know, first for the United States. I'm very proud because, as you said, I think the show is addressing a lot of issues in a very accurate way and in a very truthful way. Mm-hmm. And on my end, I play the father of a boy who's getting bullied at school because of his race, because of his color, of his culture. And I'm very proud to represent, you know, the black people in the story, because we're the only two black actors in the show. Myself, like the son, the actor who plays my son, Andy Perez, and mm-hmm. myself. So I'm just very proud to be representing the Haitian community in this case,
mm-hmm.
With respect and dignity, because my character, he's trying to teach his son values and tools for him to become a real man and to overcome obstacles. So it's a very interesting story, and I'm very proud to be a part of it.
Yeah, like I said, I enjoy it. And do they pick on him also because he's short? Because I'm like,
yeah.
he's so short.
yeah, he's a... yeah, he's a... Well, personally, he's a really sweet guy. And yeah, he fits the character perfectly. You know, he's a short guy, very shy, and, you know, I think mm-hmm. they did good casting him in that role. Definitely.
Yes, they did. Now, you've done, To Shakespeare with Love, The Life and Music of Celia Cruz, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you received recognition and award for that as well?
Yes, that's the reason I moved to New York. I did the Off-Broadway show about Celia Cruz. I played Celia Cruz's husband, Pedro Knight. And we ran Off-Broadway for 10 months, went to Miami, Chicago, Spain, and, you know, were recognized by the ACE Awards as well. And since then, you know, I moved to New York after that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I was living in L.A., and I got the job, and I moved to New York ever since. And, you know, I'm enjoying my time here, because I feel in New York there's more opportunities for actors like me who, for casting people or for the show business, were multiracial or were, you know, were more than one ethnicity, you
mm-hmm.
know, so...
The melting pot, yes.
Yeah, very happy and proud of the work that I've done here.
Mm-hmm. Well, New York is a great place, I have to say, since I'm from New York. Yes, and it does offer a lot of opportunity for you to be able to do many different things, not just, you know, stick to one particular medium. It gives you a wide range. And also, you can express your creativity as well by doing your own thing. So that's the part that I like about New York. Everybody's got something going on, even if they have one thing going. They always have something else going on that they love and enjoy. And you won't meet somebody who's not doing something other than what you see them doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love New York. I really do.
Good. Now, we're going to get into, now we're going to talk about your heart. DC7, I understand that you have been asked to come back by popular demand to recreate that role again on Off-Broadway.
Yes. We did the show in a small house in November. It's a show about Roberto Clemente. It's a musical about his life. And, you know, it's a very interesting show because it tells the story through the point of view of his brother, his wife, and his widow now, and one of his closest friends. And we can see Roberto from his beginnings in Carolina, Puerto Rico, all the way through 1972 when he passed away. And it's a very moving show because, of course, people who know Roberto Clemente as a baseball player will enjoy it, but they can also see the human, the man beyond the image and beyond the myth. So we're just very, very happy that after, you know, a limited engagement in November, we're now in an off-Broadway house at the Puerto Rican Traveling Theater in the heart of Midtown starting next week to do the show again. And I'm just very happy and fortunate to do it again because it's a story that should be told. And I think a lot of people know about Roberto, through, you know, through images, and because there's some parks named after him and some schools and some places, but they don't know really what's the deal about Roberto. And this is a great opportunity for people to come and really know about Roberto, what his struggles and about his triumphs and about all he went through. Roberto, you know, back in the day, you know, he was a pioneer. He was a Jackie Robinson of Latino players, and he did it in a time where TV and publicity, it wasn't like it is today. Like now you can see the baseball players and they're, you know, you can see them on internet and on TV. Back then we didn't have any of that. There wasn't any of that. So Roberto, after his death, he became a legend because, you know, at the time we didn't, there was no way to appreciate all of what he did. So now, 40 years later, doing the show, I think it's a great way to pay homage to his life and legacy. And I think it's a great opportunity for people to come and celebrate his life and learn and get inspired by all of what he did.
Now, how did you prepare for this role?
First of all, I've been reading a lot. I've read like 8 books. I'm actually reading again one of the best biographies I feel they have written about him. I went to Pittsburgh twice, home of the Pirates. I spent some time with his family, with his widow, and with his sons. I spoke with them. I spoke with some of his teammates from 1971, 1972, from the Pirates. I spoke with some of his closest friends. I went to Cooperstown to the Baseball Hall of Fame, taking baseball classes. I lost some weight. you know, I've been totally invested in doing justice to his life and just doing all that is in my hands for me to do a truthful portrayal of Roberto Clemente, because he was a great man and very passionate about what he did. So in honor of the way he was, I, Modesto, as an actor and as a human being and as a Puerto Rican, I have to give it all as well in order to portray him in a truthful way.
That is wonderful. Now, I want to ask you, if you had to give advice to anyone who wanted to begin acting or who wanted to transition just like what you're doing now, what advice would you give them?
Well, first of all, you have to get trained. You have to get education. I think it's very important that beyond the talent or the interest that somebody might have in acting, you got to get training, because if you're in it for the long haul, if you're in it for deep reasons, not just because probably you'll be in magazines or TV or doing interviews, but if you're in it for your personal and profound reasons, I think you have to study, because then you'll have the tools, then you have the knowledge and the respect for the craft. I think that's very important, because, you know, if you do it once, then okay, that's okay. But for me, an actor is somebody who's you know, that grows throughout the years. And, you know, I admire actors that well into their 70s and 80s are still working. For me, that's my goal as an actor, to keep working, you know, as I grow up, as I grow older. So first of all, education. And second of all, I think it's very important to, you know, be, you know, have perseverance, have patience, and also have a balance, have a healthy life, have good friends, have a good relationship with your family, and be, you know, have a good life. You know what I mean?
Like,
you know, of course, being passionate about something is very, you know, it's great, but you gotta have, you know, a spiritual connection. You gotta be a full human being. I think you got to respect life and you know, have good people around you and be a good human being, because at the end of the day, you can, you know, can have Oscars and you can have Tonys and Grammys and all of that, but if you're not enjoying your life, that doesn't mean anything. I think that's very important, because I think some people get so drawn into the career and the work that they forget about life. And I think to have a good balance is very, it's crucial in order to succeed and have a long life in an acting career or show business. So
yeah.
I would say, all those things, little things.
That's real wisdom right there. Now, before we run out of time, where can people see you? Because I think if they have the opportunity to see you, I'm sure they would love to. Okay, where are you going to be doing the DC7 at?
Yeah, we're opening next week. Mm-hmm. We have a gala February 14th, and then we're going to start from Thursdays to Sundays starting next week. And we're going to be at the Puerto Rican Traveling Theater. That's 304 West 47th Street between 8th and 9th Avenue. 47th Street between 8th and 9th Avenue in Manhattan. For tickets, you can call 212-529-1545. That's 212-529-1545. It's a bilingual show. It's good for families, for everybody. And we're just going to be, going to be there next week. And we, I would like to invite everybody to come and join us to celebrate Roberto's life and get inspired and moved by this wonderful story.
Okay. And they can see you on, what is it, Relaciones Peligroso?
Yes, of course. And then, of course, in Telemundo, every day, weekdays, at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Telemundo in Relaciones Peligrosas, Dangerous Relationships.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, to enjoy, a good project, but also I tell my American friends, if you want to learn some Spanish, it's a great way to, watch a soap and get into the story and learn, because, soap operas are very, they're fun.
Yes,
and
they are.
It's a great way to get entertained, but also to learn about the culture. So every night from, at 10 p.m. on Telemundo, Relaciones Peligrosas, you can catch me there also.
Yes, and let's see, is there anything else? I mean, this is phenomenal. I mean, it's really been a pleasure having you on the show. I wanted to ask you about La Barbería. Really quickly, because we're running out of time, and I want to know what goes on in a barbershop in Washington Heights, huh?
Ooh, a lot, men in barbershops in general, they get to be themselves, so it's, they talk about everything, women, about politics, about, what's happening on the street. So La Barbería was a great show, a comedy about a Dominican barbershop,
mm-hmm.
Washington Heights. We did an off-Broadway run last year at New World Stages. And it was just fun, pure fun. And, people really enjoyed it. And I hope we can do it again. There's, there's some talk about taking the show on tour. But, yeah, La Barbería was a fun show. And but the barbershop is a place, if women want to know what men think, go to a barbershop.
Now, the other one I wanted to ask you about was Salsa Gorda. That was your own personal project?
Yes, it was. Salsa Gorda is a very personal project. That was my first project here in New York as a producer. We did it in Pregones. It's a theater based in the Bronx. And it's a show about salsa. I grew up in Loíza, where music was part of my daily life. So Salsa Gorda meant a lot to me, because in some way I was paying homage to my parents and what they taught me and how they raised me. So it was a very personal project. I loved the experience with it. It was a limited engagement. And, you know, it was a wonderful experience. And also, you know, get to enjoy salsa, you know, music, and specifically salsa is so rich and so delicious to dance and to just listen to that. You know, it was my way of paying homage to all the salsa singers and you know, all the composers and musicians that, you know, created the genre of salsa.
Will you be doing more?
At the moment, I'm just very focused on the Roberto Clemente story.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking it on tour. First stop, of course, will be Puerto Rico.
Excellent.
But we'll definitely, we're working on taking the show to Pittsburgh, Florida, and some other states as well, because Roberto, you know, is cherished all, you know,
all over the world, basically.
All over the place. And,
mm-hmm.
and we want to take the story, the show, to as many places as we can, because, you know, we have to remember, you know, that his legacy and his story and get inspired. I think we need to remind ourselves that we're capable of making a difference in society.
Mm-hmm. Now, before we end, can you just tell us which American movies you were in? So if people want to catch you and see what other things you've done, what were they?
Yeah, I was in Animal with along Ving Rhames and Terrence Howard. Of course, I also was in Dirty Dancing 2, Havana Nights, in a small role. In a couple of TV movies, Kidnapped in Paradise, with Joel Fisher, and
mm-hmm.
also another TV movie, Second Honeymoon, with Roma Downey and Tim Matheson. You know, also I was, you can rent it, I'm not in the movie, but
mm-hmm.
you can see my work. I was the acting coach of Ja Rule in the movie Back in the Day that was shot in Puerto Rico. So
okay.
even though I'm not in the movie, you can see my work through Ja Rule's performance in that movie.
Oh, you're teaching, you're showing what you've learned and how well you've learned your craft through him.
Yes. You can catch those. And, you know, Netflix, of course, there's some of the movies, you know, Puerto Rican movies, Bitter
mm-hmm.
Sweat, you can Netflix it, 12 Hours. I mean, you can just Netflix Puerto Rican movies and,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I'll be in a couple of them.
Just a couple. I think more than a couple, okay? Well, I mean, this is such an amazing story that you do have, and your ability to be able to come from someplace completely different from where you grew up and still be successful,
mm-hmm.
that says a lot about who you are as a person, that you have the determination and the perseverance to pursue your goal and your dream at whatever cost necessary to you, but still you're staying true to your morals and your beliefs. And that's really, really, really a great characteristic to have. And it shows that you're a very strong person with a very strong character, and that's wonderful.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, I have good mentors, my parents. They've been great parents, and, you know, I have a great example at home. And of course, you know, I was raised in a Baptist church, so I've always had, you know, my connection with God and my relationship with God. So as long as I'm good with God and my parents, you know, I'm good to go.
Oh, you can't go wrong. You really can't go wrong at all. So
yeah.
Once again, I want you to reiterate exactly where you can be seen in New York at the Puerto Rican Theater, so I can make sure that everyone knows that they can see you at the Puerto Rican Theater, and the address again, please.
Yes. Next week we start the Off Broadway run, about the show about Roberto Clemente, DC7,
mm-hmm.
the Roberto Clemente story, at the Puerto Rican Traveling Theater. That's at 304 West 47th Street, between 8th and 9th Avenue. And you can get tickets at 212-529-1545. And also you can go on our website. Website is www.teatroc, TEATROSEA.org. Teatro, that's theater in Spanish, Teatro C, like C, .org. And, you know, we hope I can catch you there. We're going to be there starting next week doing the Roberto Clemente story, an amazing and beautiful show.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you so much. I was really honored to have you on the show today. It was a pleasure, and I enjoyed speaking with you, and I enjoyed the fact that you were so candid about your experiences as an actor in Puerto Rico as well as here in the United States, and I appreciate that a great deal. And
no, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I hope that I will have the opportunity to make it to see the Roberto Clemente story. I think it's something that I really would like to.
Yes, I think it would be lovely for you to see it, and then, you know, we can compare notes, and you can tell me what you think about the show, and, you know.
Oh, most definitely. I would love to, and I'll be in New York around that time as well, so I think you might be seeing me.
Great. I would love to meet you, and thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure as well, and thank you for having me, and, you know, thank you for giving me the opportunity to share, you know, the information about this great, great show and you know, about the life of the great one, Roberto Clemente.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you, break a leg. That's the right way to say it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's the right way to say it.
So you break a leg, and I'll be watching you on Telemundo.
Yes.
And everyone else can catch you on Telemundo as well. And hopefully we'll see each other soon. And you have a wonderful evening, and thank you once again. And I would like to also thank Double Exposure for allowing me this wonderful opportunity. Mr. Lassen, thank you so much. And a special thanks always to my listeners for their continued support. And please join me tomorrow at 12:30, and we will have a chat with Professor Ramsey, and he has a new album he wants to share with us. That's our show for today. Have a wonderful evening, and be safe.
Thank you. Good
That's
evening.
Our show for today.
You're welcome.
So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.